The following is a paid presentation.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. And you are free to give us a call down here at the studio at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. And we'll answer your legal questions on the air. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about what was front page news yesterday. And that was the fact that we have a whole bunch of new lawyers in town.
Well, there's a couple of things that we have to address. Is we're probably going to talk about the fires primarily for a couple of weeks. It's the big news all over. What is everybody going to do? What is the fallout going to be? Feel free to call us with questions here at the station. It's free legal advice for your specific question. We're here. This is a half hour where you can call in and ask a question that probably a lot of other people have. I know that there have been bunches and bunches and bunches of attorneys giving different seminars, and hundreds of people are going to these seminars that attorneys are giving to give they say it's to give information, but really it's to get business. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today. But remember that we're here to give you free legal advice for this half hour every Monday. So feel free to call us at 636-1350. And if you don't want to actually be on the air, you can submit the question and we'll address it without you having to actually speak on the air. So don't feel like you have to be put on the spot. But you can if you want to.
Now, Rachel, we have a whole bunch of new attorneys in town as of the last couple of weeks.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why it's frustrating for me. Because there's this there's a distaste in my mouth about it. On the one hand, the attorneys are all saying, we can help you, we can help you, we can help you. And some of them can. And yes, there is some truth to that. And I honor that and I respect that. And I'm real happy that they're giving these seminars and giving information to you. And I really do respect that and honor that. And please make use of those seminars and go listen to what they have to say, to take their advice. But the distasteful part is that they're coming in here. They're coming in saying, oh, let us help you. But they're here for a profit. They're here to profit off of you and your loved ones and the victims of this horrible, horrible loss that are all standing around going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So they say, oh, come here. Let me help you. And by the way, sign on the dotted line. And they're here for a profit. And a lot of these people, like we have some national and even international firms coming in going, oh, we know how to deal with PG&E. We know how to deal with wildfires. We know how to deal with, you know, so let us help you. But they're here for a profit. And that's, you know, feeding off of the back of victims is really distasteful to me. So I have this really hard ethical balance, because on the one hand, I do believe there is help out there. And some of these people can be very, very helpful. But on the other hand, I'm going, yeah, but most of them really are looking for their own profit.
Well, let's start off with this fact. Since 1979, attorneys have been allowed to advertise. They've been allowed to advertise their services under the First Amendment constitutional right of freedom of speech. They're allowed to advertise. But attorneys are not allowed to solicit. They cannot solicit business. So there's a fine line here going on between the seminar, what is advertising and what is solicitation. And I think that, coupled with the feeding off the backs of fire victims, is what's distasteful about you.
Yeah.
To you.
Not about me, about me.
Yeah, it's all about
to
you.
Me.
It's all about you.
To me. Yeah, no, it is. It's solicitation, which is very strictly not advisable. It's not allowed. We're not allowed to solicit. So when you see people going, you know, attorneys going, hey, damaged in the fire, let us help you. That's sounds like solicitation to me. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, if you've been a fire victim, you should... If you've been a fire victim, you should immediately apply for FEMA, to FEMA for...
So what we're doing is now we're not talking about the advertising and the solicitation. Now we're moving into what you need to do. We've already said that.
I'm giving information.
Yeah, now, yeah, but you kind of went in from me saying... Anyway, never mind. So, yeah, apply for FEMA. Go to your insurance companies. Most people have already done those two things. And a lot of people already are getting assistance from their insurance companies. A lot of insurance companies are being very straightforward, and they're going, yes, let us give you money, let us give you money. And they'll give you money straight out. So if you're insured, you should be getting some checks by now. If you're having trouble with your insurance company, that's a different issue.
And that's when you should call us.
That's when you need to call us, you know, immediately. If you're having any pushback from your insurance company, that's when you call us immediately, because that should never happen. You need immediate assistance. I think most insurance companies aren't going to give you a hard time right now. But if they are, go ahead and give us a call at the
office.
Most
of them will give you an advance.
Yes.
Most of them, if you've lost your home in the fire, most of your insurance companies will give you an advance. They'll give you $35,000 on average. I even heard my buddy get an advance of $3.5 million. So
yeah, but his houses are worth many millions.
Yeah,
but that's for total loss of your house. Now, if you just have some damage, you're going to get pushback, and you may need some help from an attorney, because they may be going, I'm not going to fix your water damage from your sprinklers or the fire hoses. I'm not going to fix your smoke damage. I'm not going to, you know, and if you're getting pushback, you may need to call us for that too, because they have to cover your damage.
Now, let's go through a few scenarios. I think Rachel and I agree on this. First of all, do not sign up to be a member of a class action.
Class
action lawsuit. And why not?
Because then you're one of just a number. You're a number at that point, and you're going to get cents on the dollar for any value that your claim might even have. So don't do that. Your claim is an individual claim. There's no need for there to be a class against PG&E or the safety alarm system, or, you know, whatever else is going to come falling out of the sky that might be responsible. What attorneys do is they try to find the deep pockets to find out where they can get the money from, which is it's a good skill to have, and it can benefit you. And hopefully before we're done today, we can run through a couple of, you know, examples of what can happen in these situations. But attorneys are looking for the deep pockets. Say you don't have enough insurance, they're going to try and find a way to find you that extra money that will compensate you.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about PG&E here. We don't know exactly what happened yet. The bottom line is,
well, we do know that there, I mean, the reports have already come out saying that PG&E was negligent in their maintenance of the lines. I mean, and I think we could all infer that long before this happened that there's going to be a lot of that going on. I mean, they have miles and miles and hundreds and thousands of miles of lines that, you know, what, they can't keep them all in pristine condition. So yes, PG&E definitely contributed. And I think that that's been determined already. But whether or not they're actually the cause is another issue. And of course, you know, there's rumors going around that PG&E are the ones that floated it, that there were hurricane type winds and that the winds weren't as strong as, you know, was said. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around. But the bottom line is that we do not have all of the information yet. We're still in the information gathering stage, which if you're a client of mine currently or have been, you'll know that that's the initial stage is there's this initial stage of gathering information. And if you have an attorney during that stage, the benefit to you is really the attorney can help you to fill out your forms, help you deal with your insurance company, take some of the pressure off of you. Those are some of the good things that attorneys can do. Give you advice, help you with your inventories, you know, all that kind of stuff. And attorneys are good for that. And especially communicating with the insurance companies if you start getting some pushback.
Now, let's play this out, because here's the thing. PG&E is a public utility. Let's say they end up paying billions of dollars to fire victims. They're going to turn around to the Public Utilities Commission and say, we had to pay out billions of dollars, by the way, so we need to adjust the rates.
Which means it's going to cost you more money. So
right.
That's your money that's going back into, and that's not to say that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that that's how it's working, or that's how it's going to work, is they're going to increase their rates. So, you know, after they start paying these claims out, then you can expect an increase in your PG&E bill.
So we've already told you not to sign up for a class action. At this point, should you be signing up with an attorney at all?
The classic answer from attorneys is that depends.
It does depend. It depends on the individual situation. It depends on the insurance company and how cooperative they are. You've got a different levels of attorney help here. These people that are saying, we've already taken on PG&E and we know how to take on PG&E and all that. Before we go down that road, we need to find out what the true facts are.
Well, and also any attorney worth their salt in this area has taken on PG&E numerous times. Like, that's not that big a special deal. I mean, come on. I mean, how many times have you taken on PG&E? I have a bunch.
Yeah.
And we've dealt with fire victims.
Sure.
I mean, this is not like, oh my gosh, this is something special and different. What's special and different is when you get to a point where you really are getting, you know, not compensated for what you need to be compensated for, and you don't know that yet. So why would you give up your rights to your own claim and give it to some attorney? Because they're going to take a cut of it. And what they're going to do is they're going to say the old famous thing, we don't get paid until you get paid. Free consultation. Everybody's going to give you a free consultation. So we'll deal with that some more, and we'll have some more scenarios after our break. We got a break for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back with more advice on how to deal with the attorneys in a fire situation.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Now booking sleepovers at Grayton Resort and Casino. Go all in when you spend the night with us. Book your destination all in today at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am an actual client of Charlie Cochran. When I met with Charlie for the first time, I was very nervous because I didn't know if we had a case. He really put together a great case. After the case was settled, Charlie got us a financial planner, a trust attorney, and he recommended a CPA. I highly recommend you call Charlie Cochran if you have been injured through no fault of your own.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com or call 707-544-9006.
Water at the landmark Lincoln Center fountain turned bright yellow over the weekend. This is the fountain in front of the Metropolitan Opera. It's been in movies like Moonstruck and Ghostbusters. They say someone threw a dye pack into it Saturday night. Lincoln Center calls it a prank. The NYPD is investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 32 points. NASDAQ's up 23. This is ABC News.
Get the year's best Serta mattress deals right now during the Serta Black Friday event. Don't miss this once-a-year deal on premium luxury and comfort savings. Choose the incredibly comfortable Serta iComfort sleep system and get a free box spring. Or customize your comfort and save up to an incredible $1,200 on a Serta adjustable set. Don't miss the Serta Black Friday event. Our best deals on our best mattresses end soon. Hurry in today. Find your local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Experience Serta Comfort today at Airport Home Appliance and Mattress in the Bay Area or at America's Mattress in Santa Clara.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. And today we're talking about these lawyers that are coming in to town. And the front page news article yesterday in the Press Democrat featured a couple of Austin, Texas lawyers that have taken space here in town, and they're hoping to sign up fire victims. Now, let's mention a couple of problems with signing up with out-of-town lawyers. First of all, out-of-town lawyers don't know our court system. They don't know the local judges. They don't know the sections of Sonoma County.
They don't know California law. They don't know, here's the thing that bugs me is they don't even know the difference between Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, and those are and Larkfield, and the different issues that are going to arise in those different communities. Fountain Grove erosion is going to be huge, and whether or not you want to rebuild there is huge. Coffee Park, what if you get some developer? Well, there's that going on that wants to just clear the whole thing and start over, and do you want to rebuild? And they don't understand our real estate market and how volatile it is, and so they're going to come in from Austin, Texas, and go, well, we've dealt with Texas fires, so we know all about California fires. They don't.
Well, whether they do or not, the thing is they certainly won't know the local rules, the local judges, the local geography, those kinds of things. And that's really, really important, as you know. And I just got to say, every claim is different. So do not sign up with a class. Every claim is different. Every insurance company is different. We deal with hundreds of different insurance companies in our practice. And I have to tell you, AAA is different from Allstate, which is different from State Farm, which is far different from
Farmers and Nationwide.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, they're all different.
GEICO. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So we deal with these different insurance companies, and I've dealt with them in my practice for 36 years, and I can tell you they are all different. Now, Rachel, the thing is, let's do a couple of scenarios here. Let's say somebody has an $800,000 claim, which would be, let's say, their house and the contents of their insurance. The insurance company is going to want to, number one, depreciate all of your goods.
Absolutely.
They're going to want to even depreciate your house. They're going to say your house isn't worth what you thought it was.
Yep.
And so they're going to want to pay you $700,000 or $600,000. So you're already upside down $200,000, let's say. And then you engage an attorney. Now, an attorney is going to take a third or 25% or 40% or something like that. So you're even further in the hole. So then you got to deal with, the tax assessor. You got to deal with the different contractors,
permits, and
the
city, the county, wherever you are.
So the bottom line is, people are not going to be made whole out of this. It's really that simple.
Highly unlikely.
So
even if you engage an attorney, you have to realize that the attorney may say, we don't charge you up front, free consultation. They are going to take a percentage. That's called a contingency fee, and it's very normal in these situations for an attorney to do that. They do the work, they don't get paid for it. They advance costs, they had, hire experts, they get the reports. And, there's a lot to be said for that. I'm not, dissing that at all. That's worth something that could depending on your situation, that could be worth a lot. But if you're upside down, let's say $30,000 and your attorney's going to take 40% of that, okay, maybe you'll get something out of it, but how many years of litigation are you going to have to put up with? And you're going to be, you know, thrown in the barrel with the people that have millions of dollars worth of claims, and who's going to get more attention, do you think?
So what you want to do is you want to get your insurance policy from your insurance broker. And if you want to come in, I will give you a free consultation. I know Rachel will. And we'll sit there and we'll look at your individual situation, because you're not all going to be just a number to us. These law firms that are signing up 50 and 100 and 200 clients and things like that, you're not an individual at that point. It's really that simple. And if your insurance company does fight you strongly on your claim, and your claim is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, I can tell you our partner, Guy Kornblum, wrote the book on insurance bad faith.
And we're not just saying that as a cliche. That's actually true. He actually did write the book.
Yeah.
There is a book, and he wrote it.
Yeah, it's called Insurance Bad Faith by Guy Kornblum.
Yeah.
So
it's the one everybody uses, and he is an expert witness. So
yeah.
So if you end up having trouble with your insurance company down the road, not only can we help you with the insurance claim process, but we can come back against your insurance company if they don't do what they're supposed to do. And I thought it was funny. There are a couple of observations I've had when I'm looking at, you know, all these attorneys that are coming out of the woodwork and going, we're fire attorneys. Number one is that they're not giving you any information. If you look online or, you know, at their advertisements or whatever, they're not giving you any information. And that's because they don't have any yet. So, you know, be careful about that. You know, nor should they. They shouldn't be spouting a bunch of information that's incorrect either. But so just be aware that there's that going on. Also, there's there's a lot of rustling going on back here. It's very distracting. I'm sorry. So just be aware that these attorneys are out there for their own best interest. They're out there to be making some money. They're out there to they're there to help you. I'm not saying that they're not there to help you, but I just, again, we want to urge caution. And if it doesn't seem right to you, then don't move forward with it. I mean, just really set with your gut on that. And I know that there's a lot of panic and chaos, and we're kind of beyond panic and chaos, and now we're more, oh my gosh, confusion and a little despair and a lot of anxiety and frustration, because this is not an easy process.
So we're talking today about the fire claims. We're talking today about some information you might want or need to have.
If you're one of the Journey's End people, or if you have elderly people, please check in with the senior resources in our county. We have some great resources for seniors. Go ahead and check in with Legal Aid, as we said last week, if you have some questions. I think we may be done with it now as of Saturday, but I'll check in today and see if we still have some attorneys available down there at Legal Aid specifically to help you with your forms. Free legal services. There's lots of free legal advice, and especially for seniors who may be having their own special issues. If you're disabled or you're a senior, there may be some special issues about your situation that needs different attention than other fire victims. And that's a whole radio show in and of itself, so I don't want to get started on it at this late in the half hour. But if you do have elderly people in your family, or if you are elderly, which by law means 65 or older, sorry to say. I mean, most of people 65 don't feel like they're elderly these days, I'm sure. But you are considered an elder at that point, and there may be some special issues pertaining to you. So feel free to call our office with those, since we do specialize in that area as well.
Well, also, if you have been a victim of, or you know somebody that has suffered personal injury or wrongful death in these fires, those are individual claims. You don't want to be herded into a group if you've got personal injury or wrongful death.
Be really careful if somebody's passed away due to these fires. I mean, that is just such a hugely tragic situation. And if you get an attorney that does not understand how special those claims are, and I don't mean special in terms of, oh, yay, that's special. I mean in terms of there's a very specialized body of law that governs that specific situation. We know that if somebody passed it away due to these fires, please call us and let us help you, because you can't just have anybody help you, and you cannot get stuck in one of these big groups of people, because it's a very specialized, different type of a claim that needs its own special attention.
Yeah, you want to call us down at the office at 544-9006, 544-9006. You also want to visit our website at kcehlaw.com.
And, you know, to go directly to us and not the landing page, you can go to KCEHSR. That's KCEH for SR for Santa Rosa, and you'll go directly to us, and you won't. What you do if you Google us, you'll end up at a landing page, and then you can select the San Francisco office or the Santa Rosa office. Our site is currently under operation. It's under construction currently, so there's not a lot going on there right now. But if you go to KCEHSR, you can, it's really easy to just fill in your name and what your question is, and we do our best to get back to you within 24 hours if we can. If we don't, feel free to call or contact us again through that means. It's been really confusing this last couple of months. We're at half staff at best, not even that. We're about quarter staff.
Our office manager lost her house.
And our other everybody's been in an uproar at the office, so it's been pretty hard to get in touch with us. But we're back on track now, and we should be able to help you with any questions that you have.
Yeah, give us a call at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. And we'll be happy to consult with you, give you a free consultation. This is Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.